Hey, everybody, it's Wendy. Before we get to the episode, I wanted to take a second to give a sincere and special thank you to all of you, everyone that listens and that have been supportive of us for the past few years. We appreciate you listening to the show and supporting our other projects. A couple things I do want to plug. If you've still got time to kill and you need more content for your face and your ears, you can pick up the book that Megan contributed to, Shout Your Abortion. You can listen to my solo podcast, I Love You, Please Stop. That is back. I'm doing that weekly. And you can also watch the documentary Funny Pains. That's available for on-demand purchase on most of the streaming platforms. Links to those projects are in the show notes, so you can go there when you're done listening to this episode. There's a siren. If you can hear it, I'm going to leave it in. If you can't, I sound fully schizophrenic. What's new? So there's that. I also want to say thank you for not only listening to the show, but a lot of you have been very generous with donating money to your moms, and we appreciate it. It's a really hard time for everyone right now, and I know a lot of us do not have any extra income to give to anyone, and that's totally cool, and that's fine. And those of you that have helped even the littlest bit, I want you to know we sincerely appreciate it. You really are helping us. And also by sending us nice messages and letting us know that we are helping you get through quarantine or whatever emotional trauma is going on. Additionally, besides like the baseline of the shit that's everywhere right now. So thank you guys. You are helping us, and we are glad that we can help you through a rough time. So just honestly, thank you. I'm not going to cry because I'm emotionally dead inside. At this moment, it's the ebb and flow of emotions. Sometimes you're up, sometimes you're down, sometimes you're empty. But I do want to say thank you. And if you don't have money to give and join the Patreon, those group chats are super fun, by the way. Thank you, guys. We love you. Matt, Guido, fuck you. That's how you say your name. We missed you. We're going to try and do a weekday chat for you because we know your work schedule changed. But if you don't have any extra money, which trust me, if anyone understands, we do. You can help us out by giving us a nice rating and review on iTunes. Again, so we want a 5-star rating and a nice review. You can, and I honestly, if you give us a 5-star rating, you write whatever you want. I gotta say, we started going through these, not only in the written reviews, but in some of our group discussions on Patreon. More than a few of you have been very specific about letting us know your favorite part of the show is the end of it, when it ends. And I guess it's a compliment because you think the editing is good, but also, and you like the song. We love Rick Wood. He's great. Hurt our feelings a little bit, but we are taking your advice and we're trying to listen to you guys and give you more of what you want. So keep those reviews coming and the messages and tell us whatever your favorite parts are. Who knows? No one's ever yet said how much they really like us talking about our body parts, and that is offensive. So put those in the review. Let iTunes see that, how much we talk about our anatomy to our children. All right. So this show, thank you guys so much. This is a very special one. This is, inspired by, and essentially funded by you guys. So thank you so much for being here. We love you. Hope you enjoy the show. Hope you're having a great week, and we will talk to you very soon. All right. Hit it, Rick.
I'm recording.
Oh, good. So am I.
Oh, good. Quick, before we forget how to talk.
Well, I don't know if you know this. I was texting a couple different people last night couple different comics. People are reaching out and there people are starting to say like, hey, how is everybody feeling? Do you want like, some people last night were like, do you want to get on FaceTime or do you want to meet? It was like 9:30. They're like, do you want to go out? And I said, oh, I'm recording a pod. I'm like, oh, I'm recording at 8 o'clock in the morning. And they're like, are you doing radio? And I'm like, no, that's my Megan and I do the podcast. And they're like, you guys, so you can pick any time to record and you guys are making a decision to record at 7, respectively, 7 a.m. and 8 a.m. And I was like, yeah, no, I know. Everybody's like,
I mean, to be fair, we can't really pick a time anytime. This is quite literally the only time.
Right. Well, that's,
we could do this today.
Well, that's because you have, and I had to try to explain. I go, oh, Megan has like a job and is moving into a house. Megan is not somebody who's just like kind of lying around.
I very much wish I was.
No, you're like one of the only people during quarantine that's like doing like, and I hate to use this term, but thriving. And I did air quotes. Your life is actually going well. You bought a house. Your job's going well.
Yeah, I'm constantly on the phone with Adult Protective Services and detectives. So really,
well, that part is
again,
shitty.
Guys. Life's about balance,
right? You could be,
you know.
I mean, look, you could be in my situation. My parents are alive, but they will not talk to me because one spouse is a crazy hoarder, so I cannot stay with him, and the other one wants me to die in a fire because I wear a mask. So, and I don't have a job. It's balance.
I mean, truly, this, I think I would rather take that than trying to rescue a man who has called me a cunt more times in my life. And also, every time I talk to him, make sure to tell me how much he loves Louie and how I need to tell Louie how much he loves him. And I've gotten two thank yous from him this entire time.
It's so strange. Well, then let's focus on the bright side. You have a house and a job. Yeah. Because I have parents.
I have a house that I could deal with all this in.
Yeah, it's nice. I might be able to deal with my parents not wanting to talk to me while I live in a dumpster. So, you know what I mean? You look on the bright side.
That is a bright side. Because, I mean, think about it. You'd be outside. It's summer.
Right.
It's nice out. You want to get out as much as possible.
Right. Life is about balance. My dad will talk to me. I'm going to be homeless in a month or two. So, but it's like you said, it's about balance.
You were complaining. Wendy, right before we started recording, she cleaned her apartment. She's like, ugh, I smell like bleach.
I know.
You know what? Never smells like bleach. A dumpster. So
you're right. You're right. I am going to change. I'm going to stop being so sad. I need to stop being such a sad sack and get over myself. You're right. I got to just get over it. I got to get over it. Everyone else that is stressed out, get over it.
Yeah, guys, that's what we've been saying forever. Don't feel your emotions.
Right.
Bury everything deep down and just fucking get over. Go get a goddamn job.
Right.
Just get like a job. We were saying on the Patreon this week, you know, get a fucking job. There's plenty of evil companies that are willing to sacrifice your health and well-being for the bottom line.
Yeah. And if you don't want to get a job, fucking kill yourself. Stop wasting. You know what I mean?
This country doesn't care about human lives. We care about the dollar. So fucking get that in your brains.
Yeah.
Accept it. Embrace it.
Mm-hmm.
Become a billionaire. Start fucking kids. This is, come on. Is it that hard?
Yeah.
Entire world?
Yeah. I'm really regretting not just hooking up with a dude with money right now at this point in my life. Like just to, you know what I mean? I'm really regretting that.
There's still time.
Oh no.
There's still time to throw your life away and any hope for happiness.
No. Nope. Too old. Didn't plan, but you don't know how the game's going to go. So you make your decisions and same thing, same one way. And then this shit happens and you're like, oh, I made the wrong decision. I should have been like, are you financially stable? Great.
Yeah. But here's the thing. Cause like you said, you don't know how it's going to go. So right now it feels like, oh no, I made all the wrong decisions. Cut to Jonathan, beep, boop, boop, beep.
Yeah.
Doing whatever he's going to do with the simulation. And shit can change in an instant, Jonathan.
Yeah.
Hey, buddy, we're going to need to not get shit-faced before work like you do literally every other day.
I know. Dude.
And start fucking putting your nose to the grindstone. Is that a saying? Nose to the grindstone? Pedal to the metal.
It's fucking wild. I was watching CNN. Dude, you want to, like, If you guys, so, hey, listeners, thanks for listening. I fully have checked out that you're even here. I'm just talking to Megan. Because I'm standing and stretching right now. I'm stretching my apartment because I haven't taken a shit yet. I'm trying to really, like...
I can attest. She's moving her neck.
Yep.
She has such a big shit to take. The shit is all the way in her neck, and she's got to crack it out.
Yeah. Well, I have to stretch a lot in the morning because I don't know if I've mentioned this to anyone. I'm about a year and a half away from 40 years old. So, I mean, again, it's like I try to not think about a lot of things. That is a big kill yourself thing. Don't kill yourself. I'm joking. But so I have to stretch because my bones hurt all the time. And I'm starting to, it's whatever. You know what? Everything's great. Let's talk about CNBC.
Which is always great. Even when the world's burning.
Dude.
We still got Shark Tank.
In the morning, no, one of the craziest things to watch, and to some people, this might not be relaxing. To me, it is relaxing because it makes you realize this whole thing is a fucking scam.
Oh, what? How just the stock markets are?
The stock market right now is, the best it's... almost the best it's ever been, like in a long time. I don't know about all the different indexes, but like yesterday morning, and what's great is to watch. So you're watching the news anchors who are broadcasting from their homes because there's a global pandemic and like people are just losing their jobs. I'm gonna get my rent lowered in this building because people are just moving out. This place only has 20 units. There are now 5 vacancies. And I went on Zillow to look and see, and the two below me that are empty are going for $500 less a month than I pay.
Oh, they need to fuck right off. You need to show them that.
Yep. And the one above me, so the ones below me are a little bit smaller, and the one above me is the identical unit to mine, and it's going for $400 less. So I'm emailing them today to be like,
yeah, hey. Like with the fucking screenshot.
Yeah.
Of the Zillow listing.
Because last month when I was like, oh, is this at, they're like, I was like, is this $0? And they were like, no. And then the follow up, like, we can't afford to give discounts because our taxes are the same. I'm going to be like, hey, motherfuckers.
See, this is, I was thinking about this the other day, and then, because the world's burning, I forgot to mention it to you. But I was thinking about, especially with your situation, when that happened, when they were like, fuck you. Things are the same. We need your money. Do you think, is this going to potentially become like a reverse rent control situation? Like just all over? Because I was thinking, because places are going to have to lower rent.
For sure.
To get new people in. Similarly to like, you know, back my old building in LA, like when we came in, we were paying the most. And everybody in that building, literally every single, it was only a 10 unit building. Everyone had different rent. Cause they were like, Kyla's been there fucking 30 years. Like there's a couple other people that have been there like 20 plus years, people that have been there like 10, 15 years. So there's people like in the same building when we moved in paying $1,650, there were people that their rent was $800, $1,000.
Well, that's what I think. And I know there's a pandemic. Look, I think Manhattan might be an up and coming neighborhood in like 5 or 6 years. But I think that's what's going to happen is all the rents are going to drop because I've been looking to move. Like I was looking even Jersey and then because Philly is a quick train ride because I'm just thinking it's easy where I don't have to put the cat on a plane. And like Philly, I can get a 1-bedroom furnished and I have some, and especially like if I'm not in, there's nothing cool happening in New York right now.
I was talking to my friend Carly who lives in New York. We were talking about that. She was like, what's the point of living here anymore?
Right. I mean, I have some friends that live here, but like I don't, you know, it's like we're not going out very much. And it was nice to go out and see everyone on the 4th of July, which was, we'll tell you about later. Like, that was a fun thing to, like, see people. But it's like, most people that I saw, a couple people own property in the city. They just bought their places right before the pandemic hit, which is, like, cool, but, like, fuck.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what I mean?
If only you'd held out. If only you knew there was going to be a global pandemic and real estate prices would plummet. Hold off one more. See, guys, never... Always procrastinate because you never know when a global pandemic and entire worldwide economic collapse might happen. So just fucking, why do today what you can do tomorrow? That's that old saying, right? And definitely not reverse.
No. And you know what? That's actually really good advice because, and I do want a quick disclaimer because I know I opened with a real hard pro-suicide thing, but that's because that's first thing in the morning. That's what I do. I get real mad for the first hour that I'm up and I just go like, what? Why? Fuck. Jesus. How did I get here? That's every day. But the here's the benefit of kind of fucking off till the last minute. Because now, if you've been kind of procrastinating and kind of fucking off, like even you guys with buying the house, you know what I mean? Like the pandemic hit and you were in California, it was like, I got to figure out what am I doing with my life? What's the plan? And now we're like, oh, this shit is for real. So it's like, okay, so now we can make a little bit of a more informed decision because now it's like, okay, hold on.
Yeah.
Let me rein my horses in for a minute because I don't know
Oh, multiple horses. Wendy's not as bad off as she's fucking claiming she is. She's got more than one horse, apparently.
Yeah. Let me rein in my horses and be like, okay, hold on. And now you can kind of re-strategize. So that's because a lot of people, dude, you know who's I felt like super bad for? Again, if you guys are stressed out about your life, I feel badly for us. Always. Restaurateurs. This is the thing. So I'm watching CNBC and to watch these anchors, dude, it's, you watch it and it feels like you're watching a movie about a weird stock market economic collapse, but you're watching like the before scenes and you're watching it and you're like, how could everyone not know that this is all going to fall to shit? Because what's happening right now, so, like, David Faber, he's really great. I know all these anchors' names. They're the best.
I wish you just said David.
Yeah. So, Dave is in his living room. It's more of, like, a summer room.
It's like and a sunroom.
And, like, all the anchors, none of them are stoked. They all look very confused. And they have to report on this stuff. And they're like, so, okay, all the economic reports say the coronavirus, there's spikes everywhere. The economy's shutting down, places are reclosing, but it looks like the Dow's up, the S&P 500 is up, and they're like, and the NASDAQ is at an all-time high. Like, they're reading it like, they're like, this cannot be.
Like, it doesn't make sense. Like, people with, like, degrees in finances.
Yeah, people are like, what the fuck? And even the anchors are like, it just is weird because this, on paper, this looks great, but the real economy is... I mean, he's like, it's objectively collapsing. Like, every anchor's like, America seems to be very fucked. We're health-wise, we're like at the bottom. We're in the bottom three with, I think it's Brazil and who else. But like, we're not allowed to leave our house because we're too dirty and sick.
Yeah, we're the shithole country Donald Trump warned us about. That's us. Like that, there was like somebody tweeted or something about like the shithole country thing and like not being allowed into other countries because you as a nation are diseased is about as third world country dangerous as you could get.
Yeah.
Like we're not allowed to go places because we're gross.
Yep.
Because we're teeming with illness. Like,
it does. It feels like we're, what's the kid in Charlie Brown and Peanuts Gang, the really dirty one?
Oh, the stinky one.
Yeah, that's...
Stinkbox.
Yes, that's...
Pigpen.
Pigpen, that's his name. That's what we are.
Nope, it's Stinkbox.
Oh, let's stick with Stinkbox. That's... So the bean can is the nice recording car, and then when shit really hits the fan, we're coming to you live from the Stinkbox.
No, oh, no, no. We're the stink boxes. Couple of stink boxes in the bean can. That's what we say when me and Wendy are just fucking rolling around in the bean can. Hey, fellas, you want to get in here with a couple of stink boxes? And they're like, no, thank you.
We're like, no, no, no. We're referring to our pussies, you know, box. And like, they're like, oh, no, no, we get it. We're offering you sex.
But like, also like, our whole bot. Wendy also did like a real sexy shoulder roll. Yeah.
Like, oh no, no, we don't mean like roll around and wrestle. We're stink box, like wink, wink, like we're offering you sex. Get it? Oh no, we get it.
We get it. Please leave.
Not interested.
Also, you're in a dumpster, not a car. I don't know if you knew that.
And you're using what appears to be a petrified pizza, but possibly some kind of a relic from old New York as a steering wheel. We're just in a dumpster with an old fossilized pizza, like honk honk, get on the stink box. They're like, what is
so? This sounds like a great idea. This is just for our lives.
I know. Honestly, we'd have this no overhead.
No. I mean, you know, we're probably going to have, because I'm sure raccoons will steal our pizzas.
Yeah.
So we're going to have to keep searching the city for old, stale, fossilized pizzas.
Either that or find raccoons. We can just follow the raccoons back to their Pizza Hut.
Their Pizza Hut?
Yes.
Is that what you said?
And I do
or
mean,
did I hear Pizza Hut?
Oh, no, I said Pizza Hut.
Oh, okay, good.
Which,
and we do mean Pizza Hut.
And I do mean the business, and I don't mean some kind of a weird hut made of, like, trees, palm leaves, whatever the fuck you're picturing, some weird Gilligan's Island hut for pizza. No, no, no. The business Pizza Hut, it's the only business that's left running in Manhattan, and it's run by a bunch of raccoons.
This week's episode brought to you by Pizza Hut.
Yes.
Can't wait to get a cease and desist letter because we're claiming that your corporation is run by raccoons.
Yeah. That would be the cutest. I would go to a restaurant run by raccoons in a heartbeat.
Did I tell you about the baby possum?
No. It's the only thing I want to hear about.
There is a baby possum that I'm very concerned about. Because I do not think it has a mommy. Because it's little. Because possums stick with their mama for a while. No brothers or sisters. Just one little. And Preston won't let me bring it in the house.
Where is it?
It's in the back. It comes at night. It comes. I've seen it probably 3 out of 5 days. And it's pretty friendly for a possum.
Yeah.
like it comes kind of close to me, which Preston is also very upset about. He's like, stop. I sit in the back, I go, little baby.
They're really cute.
Like it's a little kitten.
Yeah.
Baby possums. Everybody thinks possums are gross. Baby possums are cute. And city possums are gross. Country possums. Oh, this is going to get hairy in a second. What? Fucking disgusting city possums. Not like those country possums with their estates. But country possums, if they live, they've done studies. There was an anthropological study on this I remember reading about in college.
Okay.
it was cultural anthropology. But they disintegrate. Possums that live in the city, I swear to God, how they lose hair and their teeth start falling out and shit. But if they're in like a idyllic English countryside setting, they look cuter longer.
I think
fucking somebody look this up. This is real.
I believe you.
I wish I was smart enough to make it up.
I believe you. And I mean, I'm looking at pictures of you and me right now, and that applies to humans as well.
Yeah, it's weird. It's like eating exclusively, just consuming trash might break your body down faster.
Yeah, and just,
as opposed to fresh fruits and berries.
Right, and just inhaling air and the fucking stress. I told you, my tooth in the back cracked, only a piece of it fell out. It doesn't hurt, but I'm just like, well, I guess I can't eat hard food anymore. I'm fucking falling apart, dude.
My knee... I was at work yesterday. I was just standing. I need to be very clear about this. I didn't take a step. I was not working out. I wasn't walking up or down an incline or a set of stairs. I was standing and my fucking knee popped out of place.
Holy shit.
Just quick pop. And I was like, oh, Jesus. Totally, literally wasn't moving. Didn't shift my weight. I was not moving. And my body's just she hasn't been in pain in a minute. You want to just, I mean, her broken ankle was nearly 2 months ago. So do you just want to,
yeah,
what can we do here?
Her ankle's kind of
healed. Her cramps have subsided constantly. So I swear to God.
Does that happen a lot or no?
Just standing? No. No, it does not happen a lot when I'm just standing.
Well, dude, my back, well, that's why I had to start, like, I try to do, like, stretching. I have to do it at least once a day for a full hour because I have scoliosis in my back. And without being at the gym, without doing, like, exercises all the time, I forgot how fucked my back will get. Because I'll be doing that where I'm standing, and my back, my hips will pop into place. And I did that. It was a couple days ago. I was, like, walking from my bed to the kitchen. And, again, I have a huge apartment. And I was just walking, and my back, I was like, oh, my back kind of hurts. And my, like, my spine, my lower spine popped, and I almost fucking fell. My hips, like, so that's why I have to... So stretch.
Guys, we're 78 years old.
Do your stretches.
Jesus.
Yeah, I felt my body like collapse. It's like my right hip kind of like went under and I was like, woo.
Yeah, we were, because we were at the kitchen when that happened, when my knee popped and I like was like, God damn it. And Preston was like, what's wrong? I was like, my fucking knee. Just, and he was like, take a break. And I was like, from what? Standing? What am I taking a break from? Like, what are you talking about? That made me so sad that he was like, oh, you probably need to take... And I'm like, I was like, am I morbidly obese and, like, running a marathon? Where it's like, oh, you got to take a break.
Right.
I'm literally standing here.
Take a break from what? He goes, next time he says that, be like, fine. And just give him your car keys and just fucking walk to the nearest body of water and just straight into it.
Take a break. Okay, goodbye.
Yeah, take a break. Oh, but you, do you mean these cyanide capsules? Thank, I've been waiting for the green light on these things.
Oh, I swear to God.
Oh my God. How's your ankle?
Oh, fine. Great. That is fun. Cause you know, when you break a bone, and it just, once it's healed, it's still weird for a very long time. Like even my other broken ankle that's been not broken for nearly 10 years will still every now and then just be tight because this one's like trying to bend my ankle.
Yeah.
Like stretch it. It just feels like I know it's not the skin. I know it's the actual like tendons and musculature of my ankle. Hello.
Nice.
But if I like, it feels like my actual skin is taut, but I know it's the inside parts. I'm a doctor.
Yeah. like how it's like, I said musculature perfectly. So the rest of anything else about anything is the inside parts. You're like, I can't try that again.
We're ending the episode now. And now. It's over now.
And scene. Goodbye.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
So...
what's going on? Kettle, you have more shit going on, so what's happening?
I have nothing going on. Oh, I don't want to talk about the Nightmare Factory with my dad.
Okay.
Because that's... it's literally... okay. It's basically a full-time job now on top of my already full-time job.
Yeah.
And other job. Of doing this with you, which this is the hardest, having to talk to my best friend for, ugh, I just hate it. This is the real stressor in my life right now. But I have to go through and individually itemize every fraudulent charge, which like, I'm going to call the lady at the bank today. She sent me it only had 8 lines that literally, I'm not joking, did not cover a single day of fraudulent charges.
Yeah.
I wrote that in my statement because I had to write my statement. And I was just like, I mean, this is, and it's on DocuSign. So I have to go in and make little text boxes. I have to put the account number. I have to put the date. I have to put the amount. I have to put the fucking merchant. I have to put the location. This, like, I literally can't do it.
No.
Like I was like, how is, there's no chance, I can't fucking just highlight it. Like I can't take statements and highlight.
Dude, can I tell, when you said itemize, my first thought was, oh, you're just going to have to go through and highlight. And even that, because there's so many, I was like, even that's going to be a pain in your fucking asshole. Cause there's so many fraudulent charges.
But well, and that's the other, then I'm like, I'm talking to the bank, like, cause like at the end of the day, like, really, I told her, I was like, basically any ATM, but I understand they don't want to pay everything out. So I'm like, I don't know what to say is fraudulent and what isn't. Because I was like, honestly, my dad was not going to the ATM and getting $300 out of the fucking ATM every other day.
Right.
That wasn't happening. So, like, I don't know what's fraudulent and what is. Like, honestly, I want to be like, any food purchases? Because that's what this cunt was getting to keep my dad alive. So all the fucking fast food transactions, I guess, are legitimate. Anything at a pharmacy, even though, like, there's like a CVS in Los Angeles that somebody spent like $78 at. Just all this shit. But I'm like, any of the ATM transactions are fraudulent. Like, she was straight up going to get him a fucking 99-cent hamburger and then dipping into the ATM to take out $300. So it's like, this. She sent me an email last night, and I'm just like, ugh. I sent her the stuff, and then she sent me back, because I was like, I can't do, and she was like, oh, here's extra pages with, like, the blank lines to fill everything out, and I just... So that's, I'm going to call her today and just be like, is there any, like, I don't know what to do here. Cause I don't, like, I'm not trying to defraud the bank or like claim anything is fraudulent that isn't. I'm even trying to be like any food, any pharmacy, like, but at the end of the day, I don't fucking know what to do. I hate this. And I told her, I was like, if this was like my personal account and my money and stuff, I wouldn't be asking these many questions. Like, I've had credit cards stolen. I've had, you know what I mean? Like, I've had fraudulent charges. I know how to report all that. But it's because it's not actually my stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And it's so massive. I'm like, I don't know. Like, I was like, I feel stupid asking, but like, how do I fill this out? Because it's also like, I'm filling that out for my father.
Right.
So it's like, do I put my name at the top? Do I put his name at the top? Like, I feel like an idiot.
Yeah. And you've said this before, and it really is, and not that people should do illegal shit, but how much of a pain in the ass is it to try to fix this and, like, correct?
It's so annoying.
What was done wrong? Because they have so many jumps and loophole, like, jumps. Jesus Christ, Wendy.
No, I'm into it. They got jumps.
Yeah, they have so many jumps and loops. These banks with their jumps and their loops.
Just a circus. It's a real circus in here.
You know that old phrase. You know that old phrase. What is it again? What a hassle. I have so many lions to tame and jumps to loop.
Excuse me?
Jumps to loop?
You heard me. Jumps to loop is also my favorite Australian city and where I'm moving. It's jumps affordable. Jumps to loop.
That does legit sound like some city in like South Africa.
Oh, hello.
Hello.
I wonder what the possums look like there.
Probably not great. I'm gonna guess not great.
Well, it depends. The possums in Cape Town.
Not good.
No, I met a couple South Africans when I worked on the cruise ship. And yeah, I'm calling out this fucking country and I don't give a goddamn. What are you gonna do?
Come for us, South Africa.
Yeah. First of all, not only... Yeah, that was a horn honking. I don't know if you heard that, but that's New York is like, yeah, fuck you. Go get them. Because first of all, this is actually the time to talk shit about any other country because nobody's going to come and attack us because they're just like, we don't want to go there. It's a bunch of, that country's full of a bunch of stink boxes. We don't want to go
we
there.
We don't want to go to the stink box fucking raccoon Pizza Hut eating yeah. America.
Nobody wants
I almost
to come
forgot
over
what
here.
The name of the country was. It's like, where do we live again?
Yeah. Oh, no. Stink box. I like it. Yeah. So nobody's going to come over here to tell us to shut the fuck up.
So we're going to come to you. Oh, wait, we can't. Fuck.
Well, that's the thing is we know we can't. So it's like one of those things where we can talk a lot of shit. Like, I'm going to come. South Africa, we're going to come over there and we're going to kick your ass and fucking kill all your possums, too. Your ugly, gross possums. And we can talk all the shit and be like, you know, we would. You're lucky. We were going to fight you, but you're lucky that we're under quarantine. Otherwise, I would fucking kick your ass.
Yeah, you come over here.
Yeah, you come over here. Yeah, this is the move. This is we're in the perfect position to just talk a lot of shit and be like, you're so fucking lucky.
Hell yeah. Do we have South African listeners? Callers call in.
I hope so. When I worked on the cruise ship, I worked with South Africans. The women were great. The men were, and I'm talking about the white South Africans. The white South African men, and I'm sure there are some that are great. I'm going to give them right now, the ones I've met, a big thumbs down.
I will say this. My friend Dan, who any South African listeners, do you know Dan? I did that one time to a guy. I was clearly joking. He was South African. Where I was at a bar. It was like I was with a couple people, and then we all started hanging out and talking. And he was South African. And we were like fucking around, joking around. And he was like, he said he was from Cape Town. And I was like, oh, do you know Dan? And he thought I was like dead serious. And I was like, what? It's like a bit, you just think every South African knows each other. And I was like, oh my God, I didn't even give you a last name, dude. Like, I was clearly joking. And he was like very upset.
Because they're cunty.
Dan is lovely. I love Dan very much. He is also friends with Andy, who now listens to the podcast and gets all of his American news from this podcast. So
hey, Andy.
That's interesting.
Oh, you know what? I also know another guy who is lives in London now, and he's originally from South Africa, and his name is Andrew, and he is lovely.
See? So. Well, Andy lives in Costa Rica. But similar. Same thing. You know what? Because it's not fucking America. So it's all the same to me. It's all a bunch of jump loops.
Yeah. Listen, if you're not part of the stink box, you're against us.
You're either with us or against us.
Yeah, and you know, no, yeah.
Eat this old raccoon pizza.
Get over here. Eat this stale pizza. Wait, before you're, let's, instead of checking temperatures to make sure if you're with us or you're against us, people will be like, can we get into this Pizza Hut? And we're like, yeah, sure. First of all, let me smell your fingers. You've been in, let me see if you're part of that stink box.
But I do think, while we both know lovely, and guys, please reach out to us. If you live in an African nation, and are white, because I think the reason that a lot of, because this is outside of South Africa, just African, white Africans, it's almost as if they have a deep-seated colonialism thing, which I know sounds shocking, but it's almost as if they don't want to like give up this crazy reason that they got there, which was to rape and pillage the land. It's really weird. It's real. I can't imagine why somebody who has that mentality would not be a nice person.
It's weird. So wait, so you're saying that white Africans have some kind of a weird thing in their brain where they think that maybe like because of the color of their skin, which is something over which they have no control, they might be like superior, like mad, like, hey, how come we're not running things?
I know it sounds crazy, because especially living in a country like we do, where we've talked about this before, we don't see color.
No.
What racism? You know what I mean? So I know it's really hard for us to believe when we live in such a utopian society,
right?
Where I stand by, I think we should just have wild dogs roaming the streets and acting as a police force. I really think, I know I've joked about it, but the more I've thought about it and the more things are going on, I think that's safer. I think that's a better, safer idea than what we're currently dealing with. But so I know it's hard for us to imagine, but it's true. It's true, guys. I know. It's good. But it's good that only one continent is affected by racism. Thank God.
I know. And, you know, that kind of stuff, when I hear stories like that about other countries, I'm like, you know what? Leave your mask at home. Let's fucking stink up this whole box. Let's stink up this whole box. I don't want to leave. I don't want to get out of this country. Why would we leave, again, a utopia, essentially?
Yeah. Everyone's you know what I mean? Equal. We all equal pay. No sexism, no racism.
Honestly,
our healthcare system is so good.
Oh, it's great.
This is, I mean, really, Wendy, like, I know we talk about killing ourselves a lot, but why would you even want to kill yourself and not be able to live in this great nation?
Especially now, because again, and see, this is why, and I cannot stress this enough, it's so important when you wake up to, like, this right now for me, this is like my morning pages, right? So a lot of times you want to talk out your feelings, and when you say something and it sounds shitty and it, like, where you're like, we're sad, our lives are terrible. It's like, no, this is actually, you know, Megan's learning about banking and paperwork, right? So Megan's learning about the financial system. And it's fun because with New York, what's going to happen, again, you could look on, be the negative person and be like, this economy's falling apart. There are no jobs. There's no money. But then you look on the bright side and you're like, hey, I don't have a job. Means I got nowhere to be. I got nothing to do. And rent prices are dropping and the economy's falling apart so badly that they can't evict us, which means I can squat in a fucking building
forever.
That's probably that's going to have the electricity shut off for sure. You know what I mean? But again, you're saving money. You're learning to live. And the bright lights are not good for you. That's this possum shit. You know, I bet if I stopped turning on lights, my teeth would grow back.
Guys, we're going to be doing a bit of a scientific experiment over the next week. Wendy and I will live as mole people in hopes that our body begins to regenerate and repair itself. Just you black out all the windows. You're just, it's like The Descent. You're just crawling up the walls. Within 6 hours, you fully eat Sebastian. You just rip him
right
limb from limb.
And I picture you're in the, and like your eyes. And so like, and Louie's into it. And Preston's like, he's rustling around and he's like, Megan, there's rustling around. And says like, did Megan let that dang possum? And he turns on the lights. It's the baby possum, but you're just naked right next to it. Like, this is,
it's suckling on my teeth.
Yes. He was like, I'm raising this as my own. Together we will grow strong.
Give your daughter a kiss.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Megan Rice and Possum Mama.
I've also cut my stomach open as a sort of pouch, as a makeshift pouch. So I'm just bleeding. Possums are chewing on my intestines.
But it doesn't matter because you're in the dark, so everything's just constantly regenerating. You're like a starfish.
It's true. Oh God, you guys.
I think this, see? Look at.
Oh.
Look
how we turned this morning around. We were both sad and mad. And look at us now, just fucking shoving possums in our tummies.
Shoving our cats in our mouths to eat.
Having good ideas.
I really think it's a great idea. Dude, it's fun. It's such a fun time to be alive right now because you'll be like laughing and being like, oh, that's funny. And Megan's going to be, I'm picturing you with a possum. And then my brain went like, restaurants are not going to reopen. Yeah. It's like, ah.
Yeah. It's fucking, I mean, I'm curious. Okay. So what's the plan? Because you at this point, truly, if they do not lower your rent, you need to move.
Right. Well, so I'm going to ask,
just because, I mean, that's like serious. That's why I'm like wondering if this is going to be like a reverse rent control thing where it's like, well, hey, you signed a lease with the stated rent price. So, but then, cause it's like, okay, no worries. Consider this my last month.
Yeah. Well, the thing
is, I want my deposit back.
This is month to month.
Ooh.
Which,
but you still had to put a deposit in.
Yeah. Oh no. But the month to month thing is that I'm not locked into any, I can just be like, cause I will email them like every couple months and be like, hey, can I extend my lease until this month? And they go, okay, but I can end it with 30 days notice.
Yeah. So, I mean, cause that's fucking stupid. They're fucking stupid if they don't, cause I get it. Everybody, because again, everybody's a fucking bad guy that is just out for themselves mm-hmm. and doesn't want to help anyone, except for you guys.
Actually, you guys are fucking the best, and thank you so much for, I mean, you guys.
You really are the best, you guys, and not bad guys.
And thank you for everyone that's on the Patreon. Dude, you know what I was thinking, Megan, and let's just talk about it on the show because fucking you have to work.
Because the world's over and nothing fucking matters
yeah.
anymore.
You know, that last Patreon, the Patreon chats are so fun, and you guys that come on, we like love you guys so much. Those are really great. You know what I was thinking? I'm going to record the next one because the one that we did on Sunday, it was an hour and a half. I got to tell you, the people that were in the chat, you guys, I think that felt like a live show. That was fucking
no, it
funny.
Was
because we should have recorded that. I was pissed that we didn't record that to release it as an episode.
I was thinking, no, I was what you're fucking everybody's like doing bits and shit and like fucking tagging on to other people's jokes. It was really fun.
Yeah. You guys are crushing it. And yeah, I was thinking and like people that are not on the Patreon, and I get it. We all, you know, but like that would be, that was like, I was like, that what it would feel like, that what is what it would feel like to do a live episode. And that's yeah. something fun that we could maybe do. But if not, we're going to start recording those Patreon chats because you guys are crushing it. And it was,
yeah, live episode on Zoom because we're never going to be together again. With each other, all of us, ever.
Yeah. Live on Zoom. And, yeah, I think it would be a fun thing to do. And, go back to the Patreon. So thank you guys for being there. And also, you guys are fucking great. We're like, I was talking about this at the 4th of July party, which we were responsible. There was a temperature gun. We masks. We all stood far apart.
Nothing makes me feel more comfortable than temperature gun.
I got it. And again, that's scary. You could be like, this is dystopian. I have to get my temperature taken before I come into a room. Bright side, free healthcare. So it's really...
That's true.
You know? But people are all talking, and I was bragging about our podcast and our listeners because you guys are the fucking best. And I said, we're like the PBS of podcasts because you guys, honestly... So thank you so much.
Some people find it incredibly annoying and do not like the content at all.
Right. But others
and actively want it to go away forever.
Right. I'm sure there are petitions going around being like, is this necessary? Do we need it? But some of you are like, here's some money. Go buy food so that you lived to record another episode.
Go buy. Here's some money. So, yeah, you do not kill yourself while going through years and years of finances.
Yeah. Oh, wait a minute. You set up a donation jar and nobody gave you any money except the one person that works for that organization, but you took money out of your own pocket.
Here's some money.
Here you go.
Oh, but this weekend we're going to switch to the tips thing.
Okay. This is what I want. I want this experiment to happen and I want to see.
Because I wanted to wait until we were serving hot food because I felt weird like having a tip jar to like hand people bags of frozen things.
Yeah.
But I'm like, we're actually like serving you. I'm just going to write tips and see what happens.
Mm-hmm.
See what happens.
Yeah.
If we get more money, I'm going to be fucking pissed.
Well, you can still donate it.
Oh, no. Of course I'm still going to donate it. No, I'm just going to change. It's still going to be donations to those two local organizations. I'm just taking the sign off that says donations and those Action STL and Arch City Defenders. And I'm going to just write tips.
Yeah.
And fucking see. Because once you put that money in there, it's fucking mine to do whatever I want with.
I know.
So if I want to donate it to end fucking police brutality and try to get people to stop murdering black people.
Yeah.
And you have a problem with that. Don't know what to tell you.
Yeah.
Also, I hope that happens. That would be, even not knowing it. But, like, just, like, if anyone put a dollar in there and would be mad that it was going to a racial justice organization, it would make me happier to donate it. Like, it would make it feel even better to donate
Yeah,
it.
I think that's the thing is, like, if you get more in tips, yeah, again, you could be mad and be like, people are terrible, or look on the bright side and be like, ha, I'm taking from these rich assholes and I'm giving it to nice people. You know?
Yeah.
That's how I, you know, with all the sugar daddy stuff, I was like, you know, I was getting money from these rich white men and I was giving it to my drug dealer for so many years. And I was like, this is nice. I feel like this
circle of life,
right? This is trickle down economics.
It does work.
It does. See,
Reagan, you were right.
I know. You just need a hooker conduit right in the middle. First of all, this bitch upstairs, and I'm whispering because the walls are really thin, is for sure fucking the landlord. A million fucking percent. I'm so mad because I was going to try to work that angle, but she would see. So I'm like, shit, fuck. Okay. As far as getting cheaper rent, so not only am I just walking around fully just like half nude constantly, that's why I'm like, let me try to work out more and get in shape so that I can like, you know, Oh, I'm leaving that.
Did you get that?
You should have put the microphone.
I hope that. I should. You're right. Just as a tester for my OnlyFans.
You need to put the microphone right by your asshole.
Oh, is that? Yeah, Wendy, I understood where I was supposed to put the microphone. You should have put the microphone there. By your asshole, I'm saying.
Yeah.
Just to be clear.
Here's the thing. First of all, I don't know. I assume it came from your asshole. If I say down there, I don't want, you know, if you put it by the stink box and we're not picking up full volume.
It's a waste of money.
Yeah.
Money? I mean, if you think about it, farts come from... you know, consuming food products,
yes,
which cost money. So,
oh,
fuck you. Hey, it did make sense.
It did. Oh, in this economy? money.
We needed our own CNBC show.
Can I tell you this? In this economy, money's not real. Dude, it's the craziest thing. Because they had this restaurateur on in Texas, and he's like, we just have to shut down business. There's no way we can keep going. I built this empire, and like, we just can't. And every business owner they have on is just like in shock, and they're like, yeah, we just can't fucking, I don't know what to tell you. We can't do it. And everyone's just super depressed. And then they're like, oh, good, the opening bell, and it's 9:30. And there's one person by themselves because you can't be around people because there's a pandemic. It's one person, just sad person ringing the bell. And the board behind him, like all the, it was all green except for two little things were red. And it's just like, this is not sustainable.
Nothing makes, no.
So money's not real. But guess what? Farts, that's real, baby.
Real.
And OnlyFans, we already know that's all people want. You're like, here's a picture of my tits. And they're like, how about some of those sweet asshole sounds, huh? How about that?
Yeah. I don't need an image, just an audio file.
Yeah. So fuck a white noise machine. Give me that deep brown noise machine. I'll take an olive green noise machine.
I mean, I've got fucking, I'm on my period, so these are some sweet period farts.
Oh God.
Gentlemen. Oh my God. And that'll be the name. That'll be my OnlyFans. Welcome to the stink box.
Yes. Cause mine
in the bean can, and I'll record audio in the bean can. Guys,
you guys,
do you know how sometimes in life, like a series of seemingly meaningless and unconnected events or decisions occur? And then something happens and you realize it was all leading me to here.
Yes.
We have reached that moment.
Right. It's all leading us. We're just marching like baby possums. Just following. Just following the sounds. The possum piper all the way, just marching right into that stink box. It's a trap. It's a setup. It's all set up. They're like, oh, that's a Pizza Hut. It's the only place open. And we're like, yeah, fuck yeah.
It's the only sustainable restaurant.
Pizza Hut.
I want pizza. I want cold. I wish I had fucking cold pizza right now for breakfast.
Yeah, when I like the deep dish, that shit is so nasty when it's cold. The Pizza Hut deep dish, remember that? When it's cold and you bite into it and it's like juicing a lemon
grease
in your mouth. Yeah, it's like, ugh, it's
I can't eat Pizza Hut since I was a little kid. I would eat, ever since I was little, if I eat Pizza Hut, I will shit my brains out.
Yeah, it's gross.
It's the only, like, consistently. Because, like, any greasy food, pizza, like, yeah, you might have diarrhea. Pizza Hut, I have never in my life eaten Pizza Hut and did not, 2 to 3 hours later, like, shit my face off.
Yeah.
Like, eat Pizza Hut for dinner, go to bed, wake up at, like, 11 o'clock at night, 12 o'clock at night, like, violently, oh, I'm going to shit my pants. So again, our sponsor for this week, Pizza Hut.
Right. Yeah, it's like, well, that's the nice thing about the crust is that you've saved the crust for later. So you shit your brains out and then you're like, I feel dehydrated. Oh, great. I would just juice, because sometimes a crust is too much, but if you just squeeze it and just juice it and just take that shot back, whoo, a little hair of the dog
How
in the morning.
It's so greasy.
It's fucking disgusting.
How is it so? Pizza Hut, fucking get in touch. Whatever raccoon runs your PR department, if you could please reach out, we would appreciate it.
Yeah. Dude, I am. Oh, so with the rent, here's what I'm going to do. Check out this plan. Speaking of, you know, being a little fucking raccoon street rat and trying to fight my way into a cheaper rent, because they're going to try to be cunty. And I really love being passive aggressive. So as soon as they take my next rent check, because it's month to month, I'm going to ask. I'm going to be like, hey, I was looking for cheaper rent. And I noticed the unit on top of me, which is the same exact unit as I'm in. Like, it's exact same furnishings and everything. I'll be like, oh, I noticed, like, it's $400 cheaper, so can I just move upstairs? I'll be like, look, I think you guys are great. Can I just move upstairs? The place that you were sanding the fucking floors for 2 days in a row so I couldn't sleep because they're, you know, and I get that people are working, but it's like, it's all day. Again, they ruined Dr. Phil. I was trying to watch Dr. Phil.
Sebastian's trying to work.
Yeah.
You're trying to watch Dr. Phil.
And so that's what I'm going to be like, hey, can I maybe move upstairs? And then I'll say,
oh, for sure. You need to do that.
And then, cause they're going to, it would cost them so much more money to fix this apartment and they'd have to sell this unit for the same price. Anyway, I'm going to say, I can move upstairs. I'll be like, or if it's easier, I can just stay here. And that
way.
Are
you doing that today?
Probably yeah, today or tomorrow.
You need to do that before you send your next rent check. Like for sure. Because it's the beginning of the month. You've already paid this month, right?
Yeah.
Or no?
Yeah, I paid
you did?
In full.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So then you need to email them that. And if they fucking say no, which is insane. But again, people are bad guys and stupid. So who fucking knows? You need to be like, okay, well, then consider this my last month.
Yeah.
And just fucking... Because that's... I mean, that's a ridiculous difference. That's a fucking ridiculous difference
in
money.
Yeah, yeah. It's not like $25 difference. I'm going to just send them the two different units and be like, hey, I noticed this. So can I just move upstairs? Or if it's easier for you guys, so you can save money on cleaning and refurbishing, I'll just take that price here. Because I'm just going to tell them I can't afford this rent anymore. But the unit...
Don't tell them that. It's none of their fucking business what you can and can't afford.
Yeah.
If you were making fucking $10,000 a month, it doesn't fucking matter. And if they say no, okay, I'll move.
Yeah.
Like, you don't want to. I mean, but that's absolutely ridiculous for them to not agree to. Because then they're just going to have another fucking vacancy in the building they have to fill.
I know. And nobody...
That they would be giving for that price anyways.
Yep.
So it's like...
Yeah. It's so fucking, it's truly evil. Like, and even the stuff I was seeing, like the Harvard, do you see the thing where Harvard for the next semester, all the classes are online, but the tuition is still the very same?
Yep. Well, also I saw an interesting article, because that's the other, like you're also paying for schools, you're paying for the campus too.
Correct.
If you're doing online, Harvard is Harvard. Oh, I forgot to put the mic by the stink box bean can. but like you still have to pay for professors and shit, but it's whatever. It's very stupid to ask the exact same amount of money, but I get it. They can get away with it. But I got an alert from CNN that ICE is saying that potentially international students, if their universities go online, they can't stay in the country.
What?
They'll have to go, yeah, because they wouldn't actually physically have to be here.
Right.
Because they wouldn't be going to class. So they have to go the fuck back to wherever they came, which is stupid.
It doesn't make any sense. Because we're in a fucking pandemic, and it's like it's like kind of wherever you are, that's where you got stuck. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
Like, so just fucking sit tight. And at this point, that's just like shitty. It's just shitty and nitpicky. It's like ICE. First of all, shut the fuck up. This is not a problem anymore. No one's trying to like come over here.
ICE, everyone hates you.
Yeah.
Except the bad guys. Except the racist bad guys. Everyone hates you. Everybody. You're the worst.
Yeah. It's like, and this whole thing of like, oh, they're taking our, it's like, no. Now, well, what's happening now is people are starting to realize it's like, oh, wait a minute. The people that are, quote, taking our jobs and stealing all of our money are actually our government officials and the people that are running the country. People are starting to, now that everything's falling apart, every other country you can see that they like have a handle, they're like, okay, we need to take care of people, make sure they have their basic needs met and they have shelter mm-hmm. and they have rent. So let's take care of that and make sure people have health care. It's a health pandemic. So let's make sure people are taken care of because the economy is not this abstract thing. It's based on people working and working together and making a society work. But America, capitalism, the bullshit system of the stock market that everyone's bought into, now we can see that it's like, oh, so the actual, quote, economy, like that's why the stock market people and all these people that play this, all these money games, they get rich and it seems like, but for what? And why their people have like so much money? And it seems ridiculous. It's you look at the stock market and you're like, oh, this is all fucking fake. This is all fake because this is not. And they had some guy and he tried to bullshit and be like, well, it was reflecting the stock market looks to the future. So people are investing because they're thinking like in the future when there is a vaccine. And they're trying to bullshit this whole. And it's like, this is, you guys are fucking, this has been a trick. And now we're going into, like, you can see where it's, like, the majority of the country is, like, rapidly just sliding into poverty, straight up, like, homelessness. Like, there are homeless people on the street, and there are vacant apartment buildings all over New York right now.
Yeah, that's everywhere. It's every major city. A fucking, guys, again, don't want to be like, your moms know best. But I think 3 or 4 months ago, we were talking about how there's going to be fucking Hoovervilles again. And that's literally going to happen. I mean, it's just insane for us to live. Keep in mind, we live in the greatest country in the world, apparently. We're like, you know, there's a fucking major world power, USA. We literally don't give a fuck about our citizens. We don't care. We do not give a shit. They would rather protect the fucking bottom line and the dollar than save a life. Like, you're looking at people, like, entire families, not this fucking everybody that, fucking homeless people just need to, you know, they're all drug addicts that fucking are lazy and don't want to work. But first, that's not fucking true, but whatever. But now we're going to be looking at families, children, like, where this time last year was two parents working two jobs, double income families, maybe two or three kids or whatever, have a house, have an apartment, like aren't doing poorly, like pay their bills, have credit cards, own cars, all this shit that are probably potentially could lose their places.
Mm-hmm.
Like I have friends that are couples that both of them work in the service industry. As I know you do too, and a lot of you guys do.
Yeah.
So that you're looking at, I know very few couples that are both still working. I know a bunch where like one person still has a job, they're working from home, but the other person's fucked. But if you're in a situation where both of you are fucked, like that, the PUA shit's running out pretty soon.
Mm-hmm.
So if they don't up that, I mean, the second that ends, and you're looking, because you live in LA or New York and you're getting that money, like what I think the max is like $1,100 or a little like a cunt hair under $1,100 a month.
Yeah.
Which is great. If you're a two per income family, you're both getting that. But then you throw in a few kids and living in a city where the rents are already high. I mean, they're going through that money every month.
I know.
Or close to it. So like once that goes away, what are they going to do?
I know. Well, that's the thing.
Get fucking evicted or not get evicted, which is, this is the craziest thing, is the whole like not rent freeze, but eviction moratorium, because all you're doing is people are just going to be stuck in an even deeper hole.
Yep.
Because then they can't pay their rent, so they won't be paying their rent, but they can't be evicted, so they're staying there. So then we're just going to be building on building and building months of back rent. And then once all this is over, it's like, great, you're evicted and you owe $12,000 in back rent.
Right.
And but you have even been making an income for this whole time. So you're in the hole however many thousands of dollars before you can even start fucking crawling yourself out of it.
Right.
I mean, you're going to bury people forever.
I know.
People are never going to climb out.
No. You know, and it's like by that point, once that happens, like businesses are just closing left and right. The only option for work is going to be like honestly, I mean, the only it's going to be like Amazon or Pizza Hut. You know what I mean? And Amazon is run by an evil overlord from a comic strip, and Pizza Hut, they're not. It's all
they only hire raccoons.
I know. You're going to have to walk in there. Well, that's actually that makes sense. So this is great. This is here's the plan. You guys, live again. I know we were joking earlier about living in the dark to strengthen your bones and I guess collagen systems. If that's what we're talking about, because if it's teeth and bones. Dude, we live in the dark. Not only does it make you stronger so your teeth and shit grows back, raccoons are also nighttime people. You can sneak in and be like, hey.
Nighttime people.
Yes.
Because they are people.
Yeah.
Hey, raccoons are people too, you guys.
Dude. Just sneak in.
What are we, South Africa?
Oh, Jesus.
That'll be funny. We can end it there. That goddamn world keeps spinning around. And it's so fucked up. It brings me down. I'm trying to figure out how I can get away or at least keep myself from going insane. Put my headphones in and I press play. It's a brand new day with the pussy fart gang. With the pussy fart gang. With the pussy fart gang.